Episode 2036, Victory is in the Effort.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It is the end of the week. Yes, you made it to Fry. Yay. And it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Can you believe it? Sometimes we're just always after that win. We want to feel successful and we want to have achieved our goal. But you know what? Victory is in the effort. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I got a question for you. Why do you always look for a win? No matter the obstacles you encounter, victory is in the effort. You know, children of all ages can throw you for loops. They do me all the time. They whine because they don't get their way. Then they cry because they don't win. Even when you converse with them, you might feel that you don't win. Oh yeah, have you ever caught yourself saying, what am I to do? And you're the parent. You're supposed to know what to do. Well, winning seems to be the key to success in our children's everyday. It doesn't matter if it involves gaming, grades, or gossip. Your child wants to win. They want to score big, and you want to win too. You want them to win. So it's like a win-win for everybody. But as you know, winning does not show up like we want to see it. So what do you do when your child echoes, I don't always win? Well, you got to score big. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Score big. B-I-G. It's the effort that continues to compel you to go for the win. But regardless of the outcome, the victory is in the effort. So how do you score big? Well, let's break it down. Number one, B, balance the pressure. Winning isn't everything. Yet, unfortunately, that's how the world wants us to view it. It doesn't matter if you're watching a show, you've got the love story, and you want the couple to win. You're like, oh, they got to get together, right? If you're at your child's game, softball game, baseball game, soon to be football game, whatever game it is, track, cross country, you want them to win, right? But you know what? There is so much pressure in winning that what we have to do is figure out, okay, is winning really it? Think about an NFL team that hasn't won their own division for a decade or more. Yeah, believe it or not, there are a lot of them out there. Why do they keep going? Why do these guys keep signing a contract? Now, I know first thing is money, like finances. Sign me up. I'll play to get my body hit and beat up. Yeah, no, you probably wouldn't, because the amount of work that they have to do to put in is hard. And when you don't reap that final game of the Super Bowl, the top two teams, don't you feel like you would be like less than? Yet they show up the next year and the next and the next and the next, and they switch teams and still they don't win. And they're still to show up again and again and again. They just keep going. Why? Because there's more value in the effort, not the win. Yet what do? With our children, we train them that, come on, you got this. Go out there and win this game today. Really? Is that how we need to be cheering our children? I'm all for the win. And if you can get first place, go for it. But just because you get fifth place or last place doesn't mean you lost. Balance the pressure. Number two, I, ignite the push. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Don't give up. You can't give up just because the outcome isn't what you expected. Keep going. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. What you want in a day may take 10 years. You know, as I have become older and I pray wiser, some days, not always, or I should say some moments, not all moments, I sit here and look at myself when it comes to my expectations and my drive. And there are times that I'm like, gosh darn it, Christiane, you should be able to do this in 1 hour. And here it's like 1 month later and I'm just getting it finished. And by the time the second week rolls around, I'm like, why even do it? And what happens? Oh, disappointment sets in. And I'm like, seriously? But you got to keep going, right? Ignite the push. Don't give up, because remember, it's one step at a time, the baby steps. And every single step is part of your journey. It's not the destination, it's the journey. It's the lessons learned along the way, both in failure and success. Victory is in the effort. So number one, balance the pressure. Number two, ignite the push. And finally, number three, gut the presumptions. Oh yeah, I am so good at not doing this. We set ourselves up for failure. When you set the stage for what must happen, disappointment is certainly in your future. 100% guarantee. And I don't say that about much. But when we look at our life and we say, oh yes, when my child grows up, and you could be looking at your child at age 4 and 5 and 6 years old, and you've got major dreams, and you're like, oh, they're going to grow up and they're going to go off to law school. They're going to be awesome. Or they're going to go be an engineer or a doctor or a fireman. You have these huge dreams. Maybe for some of them, it's they're going to be a football player because they're built like one and they've just got that tenacity and drive and, you know, they like to wrestle and you're thinking, that's the way we're going to go and we're going to just train them that way. And so you set them up for this idea that the only way that they're going to be successful is if they achieve that. And that's really not raising our children right. I was talking to owner of a dry cleaners here in town. And she's so sweet. We were catching up. I hadn't been to the dry cleaners like in months. Well, there's been really no reason to go to the dry cleaners because we haven't gone anywhere. But I did have a few things that I needed to take in prior to all of this COVID-19 setting in. And I thought, okay, you know what? I'm just doing it before possibly we shut down again or something slows down. I just want to get it done so I can hang it back up and everything is neat and tidy. Well, I get in there and I say, long time no see. And she's like, oh yes, how are you doing? And we were catching up. Well, little did she remember that my son and her son graduated same school. Now understand, my son had over 630 some graduates, 640, something like that. Ridiculously large class. And so it's hard to know absolutely everybody. And plus, he didn't grow up with these kids. He came in the end of his sophomore year. So I was asking her how her kiddos were doing because she has two. She has a daughter that's already in college and then a son that is now a freshman in college. And she said, you know what? She goes, Christiane, I just look at my boy and no, it wasn't your typical high school graduation, but she said we had a home party and it was awesome. We did barbecue stuff and we celebrated. We ordered these crazy t-shirts to wear and it was fun. And she goes, you know what? In the time that it took us to get dressed, he already had graduated because it was so quick. It was like this drive-by and it really was a walk-through graduation that they went through. And so she was like, you know what? But now he's excited because he's ready to do what he wants to do. And she goes, that's all I want for my kiddos. Her daughter is going off to med school. Her son is interested in business. She said, I would have never expected this of either of them, but this is where they wanted to go. And all I want them to do is to live out their life, not what I think they should be doing. And she's like, go for it, son. Go for it, daughter. You got this. Gut the presumptions. Don't sit here and try, not only for your child, but also for yourself, to say, you know what? I'm going to set the stage that if this doesn't happen, I'm a failure. We do it every single time. We do it with weight loss. Mm-hmm. We do it with taking care of our family. Do we have dinner prepared every night by 5:30? You know, do we have the laundry done every single day, folded and put away? We look at this and we also then in this presumption of life, is we compare. Well, if she can do it, I should be able to do it. Well, if he's doing it, I definitely need to do it. No, you don't want to set yourself up for disappointment, which also can lead to failure, which means what? You're sitting there going, I'm not worth anything. I'm not doing things right. And you're ready to hang it up. You don't want to model that, and you don't want to give that to your children. So get the presumptions, drop the expectations, and be present. That's how you score big. Balance, ignite, and gut. Doesn't that sound awesome? It does. But I really think this is a discussion that needs to happen. Because in a society where we push grades, we push ACT scores, we push, oh my gosh, Ivy League, oh my goodness, if you're not the top 10 in your class, all of this stuff that we lay and we pressure, even making the A team in third grade. They're just beginning to get started at experimenting with team sports. And you're sitting here pushing them to play on the top of the top of the top. Now, I'm not saying that if they're talented that you hold them back. That's not what I'm saying. But you understand that as a parent, you look at your child and you know whether or not your child really does have talent. And some of us think that, oh, we're just going to fool them into believing that they're better than what they are. And that's how we do it. That's going to come around and bite you. It is. Now, I'm not saying you have to be blunt and rude to your child and say, there's no way you're going to make it in the NFL, so don't ever have that dream. If they want to play football and that's their dream, then let them play football at their level, at their pace. And if they make it to where they want to be going, which is the NFL, then that's just bonus. That's icing on the cake. But we can't sit here as parents and set our children up for failure before they even take their first step. And we do it. And no one talks about it. And we think that we have these parents that go and say, okay, you know, you've watched the news. I'm going to pay so much money. I'm going to make a donation so my child can go to a certain school. You know, okay, if that's really the avenue that you want to go down, what is that teaching your child? These are tough conversations that you, your spouse, whoever is caring for and who has immediate influence, direct influence on your child, you need to be asking these questions. Am I leading my child this way? You're the CEO of the family. There is leadership involved in that. And that means you as a parent has to take responsibility. And it's hard. And it's not about judging whether or not you're the winner as the parent. Because we do the same thing, right? We set our children up. We want them to win. And we won't put them on a team if we think they can't play. I remember when my kiddos were, my older ones were in high school. And there were, I think at the time, there were only two teams, like an A team and a B team. Both at the top, right? When you've got your upperclassmen and then you've got your secondary team. And sometimes within both of those, you've got your freshman team maybe. It just depends on the school size. And I can remember some of my daughter's friends, both guys and gals, there was some really, really tough things that were exchanged both between child to child, so student to student, and then parent to child. And then harsh words shared from the parent to the coach, all because of what? Being placed on the team because my daughter or my son is the best and they should be on varsity instead of JV. What is it? Why is it that we feel like as parents, we need to push and push and push and push and push? We're driving our own children sometimes to the point of breaking. And I know those are harsh words to hear. And I'm not saying you're doing that, but what I'm saying is it's confession day, right? So confessions of an upset mama, I'm giving you my all. I try not to push my children. In fact, even yesterday I was talking to my son. Son, you know, I don't push you to do that. I don't drag you. You have the capabilities to figure out and make the decision as to where you want to go. What is your next step? Now, I can help you figure out the pros and cons, but ultimately, because of his age, you need to make that decision. What does that look like? And the crazy thing is, and the hard thing is allowing them to live with that decision. Because we want to make it all better when they cry and whine, right? They don't make it on that team that they wanted so badly. And so what do we do as a parent? We call the coach. Now, coach, come on now. We had this talk before. And then the coach comes back and the conversation goes on and you don't know how it changes. You even see them, parents, fighting at your little league teams. And it's ridiculous. Why are we sitting here with first graders playing and we've got men fighting? Hello, does that even make sense? Where is the victory? Is it truly in the win? Is it only based on the scoreboard? Or is victory in the effort? How do you view it? Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you there's a right or wrong. I have my opinion. That's why I'm sharing it with you. But what I want you to do is gauge where you are in how you're raising your child in the stage in which your child is in. It's going to look different from raising a 2-year-old right now versus a 12-year-old or a 20-year-old or 32 or 42. And you're like, I don't have influence after they move out. Oh no, mama, dad, you have influence. Believe it or not, you are still their biggest influencer. So you got to stay your course. Score big. Balance the pressure, ignite the push, and gut the presumptions. You got this. Victory is in the effort. Go out this weekend. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.